trade disruptions can have some significant impact on farmers and the economy.
Hi, and welcome to GEO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Holly Hobbs. Last year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced its plans to assist farmers directly affected by trade disruptions and tariffs. These disruptions affected a variety of agricultural products, such as soy and pork. Since announcing its plans, USDA has distributed about $14.5 billion in payments to farmers under the 2019 Market Facilitations Program. Today we talk with Steve Morris, an expert on federal agricultural programs and a director in our Natural Resources and Environment team, about these payments. Thank you for joining us, Steve.
Good morning, Holly. Thanks for having me on.
So, Steve, a basic question to start. How can trade disruptions and tariffs impact farmers?
Well, Holly, you know, every year, U.S. farmers export about 20% of what they grow and produce to other countries. So any restrictions on these exports can negatively impact both the farmer's livelihood and also the broader economy. So for an example, the tariffs imposed by China on the U.S. resulted in a steep decline in certain agricultural exports, but it also lowered prices for some of the affected products and resulted in some lost revenue for farmers. So USDA's Market Facilitation Program, it started in 2018, expanded in 2019, essentially was designed to aid these farmers by compensating them for the disruptions and any lost income.
And so how do farmers apply and qualify for the assistance?
To receive financial aid through the program, farmers either apply online or in person at their local USDA office. As part of that application process, farmers will submit records showing both the type and the amount of crops and animals they produced. In addition, farmers will have to show that their income was below a certain level, and generally that means about less than $900,000 a year, and also that they were actively engaged in the managing and the working on the farm, and they're not just investors in the farm.
So it sounds like USDA has provided assistance to farmers to help offset the effects of disruptions that are outside of their control, such as changes in trade and tariff policies. Steve, do we know how many farmers received aid and what that aid looks like?
In this report, we took a really high-level look at the 2019 payments and also some of the characteristics of the payments. So overall, the program provided aid to about 870,000 farmers. Now, the average payment per farmer was around $16,000. But under the program rules, individual farmers could have received up to $500,000. Some farms made up of several individuals actually collected much higher amounts than that. For example, we noted that there were 62 farms that received $1 million or more, and it was actually one farm that received about $2 million. Now, we also found that most of the payments, more than 90%, went to farmers who grew corn and soybeans, while less than 10% of the aid went to other farmers, folks who may have been raising dairy or hogs and growing certain types of nuts and fruits.
And Steve, last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
I think the bottom line here, Holly, is that trade disruptions can have some significant impact on farmers and the economy. And the Market Facilitation Program has helped to offset some of these impacts by providing billions of dollars in aid to almost a million farmers, most of whom grew corn and soybeans. We did not have any recommendations in this report, but we do plan to take a deeper look at the program, including how USDA determined which crops should be covered and also at what dollar amounts.
That was Steve Morris talking about GEO's recent review of USDA's assistance to farmers affected by trade and tariff policy changes. Thank you for your time, Steve.
Thanks so much, Holly.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.